This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And GPs in the regional areas has been a long concern, especially for many in the mid-north. And I'm joined by Dr. Peter Richbeth, the president of the Rural Doctors Association South Australia. Peter, thanks for joining me.
Yes, good morning, everyone.
So obviously it's very much a cause of anxiety for a lot of people in the regions. What's the main struggle here getting GPs into regional locations?
Look, we know that there are a number of general practices who are providing primary healthcare services to their communities as well as to the hospitals are in short supply across many of our country towns. And unfortunately, this means there are longer waiting times for patients seeing their primary care doctors, as well as also some problems staffing the emergency departments of some of our larger hospitals and providing that on-call medical workforce across many of the towns in rural South Australia.
So I guess doctor shortages are quite a problem. We know in Peterborough they're losing their GP in their medical clinic at the end of this month. And even in a case of Midlerton over the long weekend, they didn't have any staff for their emergency departments. What do we do here?
Look, across all of rural South Australia, there are a number of places where it's been hard to attract doctors to work in their towns and also to retain many of the doctors. Excuse me. We know that it's important that we have junior doctors coming through our system to work alongside us in our practice in our hospitals. And unfortunately, a number of the registrar positions are vacant and there are not as many doctors applying to come and join us in working as a rural GP. We know that being a rural GP is a great career and lifestyle choice, and we want to try and have these younger doctors working alongside us, but we need to build a framework to support them, to support accommodation, teaching and training in our country LHNs, because a lot of the junior doctors have their training in the city. So we've got to try and change the environment so that our local hospitals and our LHNs are part of a teaching and training process to have these junior doctors working alongside us.
Is there more that SA Health could be doing to, I guess, make it more viable for regional health as a pathway for a career?
Look, we're working with the Rural Support Service and the LHNs to construct an industrial framework for our rural GPs. We've had some contracts which have been extended for almost 9 months now to try and get a good industrial environment for the attraction of doctors to work in our hospitals. And this is a challenge for our state government because we believe that there does need to be some recognition of the work that doctors do both in their hospitals as well as in their primary practices. And we need to work with our local hospitals to provide those services, but we also need to have some attractions to encourage doctors to leave the city and come and work alongside us.
We do know that the Wallaroo Hospital has recently been granted, I guess, three salary doctors, or at least the chance to search for three salary doctors rather than use locums. Is that something, I guess, which should be an aim for all clinics and all hospitals across the regions?
Look, different hospitals will have a blend of different types of workforce. So the GPs with the special skills can provide very valuable services in our larger hospitals with emergency department work, with delivering babies, providing surgery and anaesthetics, and looking after inpatients in their hospitals. And certainly GPs, as well as the salaried staff members, as well as resident specialists, can provide some of those services. But many of the hospitals and communities need to have good primary healthcare physicians, but also doctors who can provide that inpatient care at their local hospital, as well as work in the emergency departments, provide those essential services. So different hospitals of different sizes will need a different type of workforce, and that's one of the challenges, is to construct the right environment to support those doctors and their other team members, the nurses and allied health providers, are working in those local hospitals alongside the GPs and their practice nurses.
And of course, locum doctors have been used to, I guess, fill positions when necessary. So, for example, again, Peterborough, they've had locum doctors come in to see them through for the end of the month, and Balaclava recently as well had a last-minute locum brought up. Has there been more difficulties finding doctors to fill those gaps as locums in, I guess, over the last 12 months, considering Australia and the world has been so locked down?
Look, in the last 18 months, there has been a number of challenges for our workforce, and we used to have more locums coming from interstate to help provide extra support for the workforce. But certainly a number of towns now are more and more reliant on the workforce being provided by the locums, either full-time or for periods of time for weekends or when there's people who are sick or needing some type of a holiday. So the challenge is trying to get as much of the local doctors working at their local hospitals who know their communities, but also to have a good, robust locum workforce to help support those hospitals and those practices when they are short-staffed. And again, if we can get our junior doctors to come up and work alongside us and enjoy the variety and the challenges of country practice, then I think that's one of the key workforce drivers that will help increase the workforce numbers and have more doctors staying in their local region.
Mm. No worries. Well, Peter, thanks so much for your time today.
Been a pleasure. Thank you.
That was Peter Rishbeth, the President of the Rural Doctors Association of South Australia, on your Classic It's Breakfast.